Labor backbenchers are preparing an 11th hour intervention in an effort to stop the federal government's plan to significantly curtail single parenting payments. The plan would move single parents onto the lower unemployment payment when their youngest child turns 8. Some MPs are set to argue against the plan at the Labor caucus meeting tomorrow before Parliament debates the bill. Anna Henderson reports from Parliament House.
Nicole is a single mum with a 7-year-old daughter who relies on the federal government's sole parenting payment.
Without parenting payment, we'd be on the street.
She says politicians don't know what it's like to live on a shoestring.
Life is pretty tough and precarious, so I'm quite outraged about the government's decisions to be throwing single parents like me onto the dole when we're experiencing, as you know, a lot of stress and pressure already and doing the best that we can.
And she's preparing for harder times ahead because if new government legislation is passed, when her daughter turns 8, Nicole will be moved onto the lower unemployment benefit.
I'm going to have to, you know, be humiliated and approach the school and say, look, I simply can't pay for this anymore because I'm now not a parent, I'm being treated like I'm a person without children on the dole. So, yes, it will make things very tight, and I just don't understand why they're doing it.
The changes were first revealed in this year's budget forecast in May. Tightening the payment should net almost $700 million in savings over the forward estimates. The government has consistently argued the changes will encourage single parents back into the workforce and provide less incentive for them to stay on welfare. Nicole says the government's argument ignores the fact that many single parents are already working.
We have a casualised workforce out there with unreliable work hours. There's problems with access to childcare, the cost of childcare. It's almost impossible to be an unsupported single parent and to work at the same time.
The Minister for Employment, Bill Shorten, says the government will provide workplace training programs to help single parents. But the Green Senator, Rachel Sewat, says that's not a realistic substitute.
What does it mean about our economy if, in order to balance our budget, we have to drop 150,000 single parents who are doing it tough into poverty?
Let's proceed with caution and this mania that the government has to have a budget surplus at all costs, I think, is quite dangerous.
Independent Senator Nick Xenophon says two parliamentary committees have recommended the legislation be put off until more is known about whether families could survive on the dole.
We need to look at the consequences of budget cuts. We need to look at these sorts of savings measures, if in fact they will lead to the sorts of savings that are predicted, and whether it will cause a greater dislocation in some other sector of the community.
And there's growing dissent within Labor ranks. The Labor Senator and Left faction convener Doug Cameron says he'll be fighting to change his government's mind when caucus meets tomorrow ahead of parliamentary sittings.
I don't see any evidence that forcing people into poverty, forcing them onto charity, gives them a better incentive for a job. And I just think it's a crazy proposition to run these arguments without any evidence, and I've seen no evidence.
But he says if caucus ploughs on with the plan, he'll toe the line.
Well, I'm a team player. I take up the arguments on issues that are important to me within the caucus, and I'm then bound by the outcomes of caucus. But the caucus has to be a robust forum for ideas, debate, and to sort differences out. And forcing people into poverty and charity, I don't think it's the Labor way.
A spokesman for the opposition says despite harbouring concerns about the timing of the legislation, the coalition won't oppose the government's plan. Under the proposal, single parents will start losing payments in January, just before the new school year begins.
Anna Henderson.